am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government. This is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, January 12th, 2024 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, to be sure. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be, and we are in the brave new world. It's an interesting world in which we find ourselves. A lot of people are commenting on things, you know, how difficult it is to get motivated this year, for example. And I think that a lot of people are suffering from fatigue and exhaustion, mental, emotional, in particular. We're at war. I've said to begin this year, I think, you know, I want to talk about war a little bit. Not that I want to talk about it, but it's the elephant in the room and we're being gaslighted. So we need to quit pretending that it doesn't exist and that it's not happening and just be honest about it. We are besieged on all sides in ways that most people do not recognize, do not perceive, do not understand. And that's kind of where we're at. So I intend to talk about that this year, if for no other reason than because the gaslighting would have us believe that we're crazy. No, it's not real. Yep, it's real. So, we will continue to talk about it here. Reality of the war, the domestic operations that are being conducted that most people don't realize. Mostly of psychological nature in one form or fashion or another. Obviously not kinetic, but I mean, there's all kinds of evidence. Is it, you know, we know, for example, from history, which entry do we grab? You know, do we go to Gary Webb's Dark Alliance? Do we go to Michael Rupert's confrontation of, what's his name? Oh gosh, now I can't remember. I always forget. John Deutsch, right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Deutsch. That was interesting stuff, huh? That confrontation, you know, I would suggest you take, maybe we should play that. Let me see if I can find a good copy of that. My browser will cooperate. It's still, I mean, that's floating around on YouTube. That's one of those things that, you know, does anybody care anymore? Here's a story on The Verge, 2014, July 22nd, The Unbelievable Life and Death of Michael C. Rupert. After decades of struggle, the notorious doomsayer finally found fame and recognition, then he shot himself. Yeah. It sounds, I mean, it makes perfect sense, except it doesn't. Kind of like all those Strategy of Tension episodes. I wonder if these people who write things like this, you know, read, for example, his book. Anyway, I don't buy it. I think there was more to the story. It was a curious situation, it seems, from what I know, what little I know, I guess, of his final days and moments. Anyway, there's evidence all over the place. You can read his book, Crossing the Rubicon, for example. Or, again, Gary Webb's Dark Alliance. He paid with his life to inform posterity. And does it matter? Do we care? Something must have... Something in there must have been significant. You know, this was, as you can see, if you go dig up the footage, this was carried on C-SPAN. Pretty shocking stuff. And I think, let me see. My technology will cooperate here. Michael Rupert confronts CIA director about drug laundering. This was posted 17 years ago, 2006, October 19, 2006. Michael Rupert from thewilderness.com. Where did that go, by the way? This is one of the problems with the interwebs. Why don't you like the interwebs, Chris? Well, I do. It serves a purpose, but, you know, it can vanish. Like the Swami might say, Chris Berman, whoop, there it goes. It's gone. Michael Rupert from thewilderness.com confronts Bill Clinton CIA director John Deutsch about the CIA's involvement in cocaine smuggling. He goes further in this documentary in detail about how exactly drug money is laundered into Wall Street. He concludes that 9/11 was orchestrated as a pretense to further Wall Street's cause of laundering opium money from Afghanistan and America's conquest and securing the world's natural resources in the face of peak oil. Now, I tend to agree with Fletcher Prouty. I don't think that peak oil is a thing, but, you know, there's a reason that we're led to believe it is, so that we can, you know, part of the reason is so that we can transition into the new thing, and part of it is to maintain the fear-mongering of scarcity. Anyway, can we play that? Michael Rupert confronts CIA director about drug laundering. Please, Mr. Bordop. Which, you know, has, I mean, there's the piece that you can find about 5.5 minutes long in different places, But this, as I said, includes the extra bit of Rupert's presentation where he talks about the rest. If you haven't read Crossing the Rubicon, definitely worth reading. So, can we play that? There's all kinds of other stuff going on that we can get to here in a moment. But first, we might as well start with this. A little bit of a blast from the past. Speaking of the war. Okay. It's, you know, most of this is the same old stuff. It's more sophisticated. I talked about some of that yesterday, but whenever you're ready, sir. Okay, let's do it.
That's Congresswoman Juanita Millender McDonald of Compton.
I will be coming back
Hi.
Over.
I am a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, and I work South Central Los Angeles, and I will tell you, Director Deutsch, emphatically and
Can
without equivocation.
Can you speak further into the mic, sir? These mics don't seem to be...
I will tell you, Director Deutsch, as a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, that the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time. I refer to
it. Wait. Wait a minute. Wait a minute here. Wait a minute. If you don't like what's going on here, please leave now. No, leave now, because there are others who do want to hear what's going on in this room. Will you please take your seat? I will come back to you as we roll back across to the center section.
Director Deutsch, I will refer you to three specific agency operations known as Amadeus, Pegasus, and Watchtower. I have Watchtower documents heavily redacted by the agency. I was personally exposed to CIA operations and recruited by CIA personnel who attempted to recruit me in the late 70s. To become involved in protecting agency drug operations in this country. I have been trying to get this out for 18 years, and I have the evidence. My question for you is very specific, sir. If in the course of the IG's investigations and Fred Hitz's work, you come across evidence of severely criminal activity,
let him speak in
and it's
mic.
Classified, will you use that classification to hide the criminal activity, or will you tell the American people the truth?
Watch his hands.
All right, you want to hear the response first from Congressman Julian Dixon and then from the director. Wait a minute. From your, I'm sorry, sir. I will allow the director to speak first and then Congressman Julian Dixon.
If you have information about CIA illegal activity in drugs, you should immediately bring that information to wherever you want, but let me suggest three places. The Los Angeles Police Department.
Gotcha.
Others want to hear this answer. I am sorry. Others want to hear this answer.
It is your choice, the Los Angeles Police Department, the Inspector General, or our office of one of your Congress persons from this.
Wait a minute, sir.
And?
Sir. You have not gotten the mic yet. You are not. But wait a minute, then. Don't speak out of turn.
Let me say something else. If this information turns up wrongdoing, if it turns up wrongdoing, we will bring the people to justice and make them accountable.
All right, Congressman Dixon.
Thank you. Thank you, sir, for coming.
Wait a minute here. I thought you did not want to be here, but now that you are here, please let us hear and listen. Thank you very much.
Sir, I want to thank you for coming. You were at the last meeting. The staff probably had the spelling of your name wrong, but we...
No, they didn't.
We would like to talk to you. We have been looking for a couple of days for you. And we want to... We want to make sure that you contact the committee because obviously you have some valuable information. If you want to give it to me privately, if you want to hand it to that aide where I can contact you this evening, please do it. Don't let us get away without getting a contact from you.
Thank you, sir.
If I can pass it up to him now so everyone can see that I got it, that would be fine.
Thank you, sir. And for the record, my...
Keep the noise down so that we can hear and we can get answers.
For the record, my name is Mike Rupert, R-U-P-P-E-R-T. I did bring this information out 18 years ago, and I got shot at and forced out of LAPD because of it. I've been on the record for 18 years nonstop, and I'll be happy to give you, Congressman, anything that I have.
I have to tell you that that was probably the most fun I've ever had in my life. Although tonight may top that. If you can kill the blue on the VCR there. What happened after this was John Deutsch was guaranteed an appointment by Bill Clinton to become the next Secretary of Defense. My confrontation with John Deutsch cost him that appointment. My good friend... My good friend Dick Gregory, who I just did a radio show with on Thanksgiving Day, called me up and said, he said he was talking to some people in Washington, and they just chewed him up one side and down the other because he looked like a fool. Everybody here seen The Wizard of Oz? Everybody here seen The Man Behind the Curtain? We have to get to The Man Behind the Curtain, but it's going to be a little bit scarier than that movie was to do that. So, let's take an approach to September the 11th along the lines of an investigator presenting a case to a grand jury, or along the lines of a detective presenting a case to a district attorney. First of all...
So, interesting stuff. By the way, the town hall meeting... That was aired and recorded back on 11/15 of 1996. And if you go to C-SPAN for some reason, I mean, I'm sure it's just a coincidence, but for some reason, if you search Michael Rupert's name, you get the two videos on C-SPAN from July 22nd, 2005 regarding the September 11 commission report. And nothing else for some strange reason. I'm not sure why that would be. It's probably just a coincidence. Maybe C-SPAN doesn't have that anymore, kind of like NASA doesn't have any of the moon landing technology anymore. It's just expensive to keep that stuff laying around. So who knows? And then, of course, Michael Rupert killed himself, just like Jeffrey Epstein, for example, and probably everybody else that's ever created a firestorm like this. So anyway, one of the aspects or angles of war by which we're besieged that most people don't recognize or conveniently forget all too quickly. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Welcome back. In simple terms, you know, what does this war look like? Well, it is first and foremost, above all, spiritual in nature. And, you know, it's interesting. People want to try to dismiss that. Well, you know, Exhibit A might be Alice Bailey's Wikipedia bibliography, credited to Alice Bailey, works containing the prefatory extract from a statement by the Tibetan, generally taken to indicate the book was a received work. A what? That's interesting. Or if you go to the Wikipedia entry for the New Thought writers, did you know there was such a thing? There's a page called the List of New Thought Writers. All of the fun folks that we've come to love and adore over the years. James Allen, As a Man Thinketh, I've mentioned him a time or two. Probably shouldn't, certainly not in a fond context, not anymore. Benjamin Crame, Wayne Dyer, on and on the list goes. Manly P. Hall, obviously. Barbara Marx Hubbard. Michael Murphy, Earl Nightingale, Joel Osteen, Norman Vincent Peale, of course, Phineas Quimby. W. Clement Stone, Ian LeVanSant, and numerous others. This is the new thought stuff. But let's go back to Esther and Jerry Hicks. Law of Attraction, secret stuff. So, you know, speaking of the secret is actually in the Bible. The real secret. Philippians 4:11 through 13. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That's the King James, obviously. And in the NIV, which I shouldn't do, really, I shouldn't. Maybe we'll do ASV. Not that I speak in respect of want, I have learned in whatsoever state I am there to be content. Yeah. In all things I have learned, have I learned the secret? What is the secret? Both to be filled and to be hungry, both to abound and to be in want. I can do all things in him that strengtheneth me. Anyway, that's the real secret. So back to the list of New Thought writers. It's a spiritual battle, first and foremost. Bailey's bibliography, the Lucius Trust folks. You know, it was originally called the Lucifer Publishing Company. They changed the name because back then we still actually gave a darn. How Christian is America? We don't care. There's a Lucius Trust, and that the Gates Foundation and Soros and all of the super billionaire, super wealthy folks make sure that Lucius Trust keeps going. Why are they doing that? Why are they the new crop of world helpers and all that kind of stuff? So Esther and Jerry Hicks are listed. You know, people say, Abraham Hicks, who is he? It's not a he. Are you sure about that? Well, I mean, according to them, according to her, Esther Hicks and Jerry Hicks, yeah, it's not a he. Well, what is it? I will explain right from their Wikipedia entry when we come back from this break. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tahi Boutique Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour already. There are some fun, interesting things I want to get to, but first, let's do the announcements. I didn't do them at the top of the hour. We are still in the midst of the second annual John Stadmiller book drive. It has been continued, extended for another 10 days, right? Make a donation of $100 or more for your chance to win. More importantly, support the network. And, you know, why not let me just finish here real fast. This week's book, America's God and Country, Encyclopedia of Quotations by William J. Federer. Interesting, important history. Then there is the quilt raffle, which is exciting. The New Year Rebel Madman Rabble Raiser Confederate Battle Flag Quilt Package Gift. The Confederate Battle Flag Quilt, the RBN Mug, T-shirt, business cards, bumper stickers. Fantastic. Call 800-724-2719 extension 3 to enter the quilt raffle, leave a gift of $250 or more, which actually can make you eligible for both, right? If I understand that correctly. The book drive and the quilt raffle. Quilt raffle winner will be announced at the end of the month. Or should I say determined? Because the post actually says determined. Words matter. So I'll say determined. That's that. If you're on social media, check out the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page. Interesting stuff. And speaking of interesting stuff, if you are in the Montana area and you're a new transplant to the area, welcome to Montana. Let's see, wind chill forecast, Kalispell minus 51, Cutbank minus 60, Great Falls minus 48, usually a little colder. And you creep east and, you know, Miles City minus 54, Jordan minus 60, Glendive minus 53, Dickinson minus 50, et cetera, et cetera. It's a balmy minus 23 in Lowell and a minus 21 in Hamilton, minus 25 in Butte, minus 33 in Bozeman, minus 22 in Billings. Break out the shorts and the beach gear. You know, folks show up in Montana and say, you know, this isn't too bad. And then all of a sudden, you know, 2 or 3 feet of snow and minus what? That's not even possible, is it? Are we talking, it feels like minus Kelvin. That's what it feels like to, you know, to the transplants. So I think it's fun, but I'm sure there are people who, you know, arrive in Montana and think, you know, can we do something about the weather here? I've said it before, I'll say it again. One of the things I appreciate most about Montana is that if you're not, you know, for the people who fancy themselves the kings of the earth, man, if you're not on top of it, if you're not just constantly after it, it will go back to the way it wants to be the minute you take your eyes off it. And I think that's great in a lot of cases, in a lot of ways. So anyway, welcome. It's chilly. It's Friday, so it's sort of non sequitur. And I mentioned my list of hard no's earlier this week on Mondays with Mitzi. It's the ever growing list. I didn't mention all of them. There are others. Like the Live Golf thing. No Live Golf. No Live Golf or Live Golfers because of what it stands for. You know, i.e. mutiny, deception, none of that kind of stuff. The Mirror reports that Ricky Fowler has confirmed he will not be joining Live Golf anytime soon. You know, what is it that they're playing this week over in Hawaii again? I forget. PGA Tour. But, you know, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Though the history of, you know, the PGA and golf and things is controversial, no denying that. You know, Mr. Wanamaker and all that kind of stuff. Still, golf, the PGA, the LPGA, it's not, you know, it's the WNBA, but it's the LPGA. It's supposed to represent something better, a higher standard. It's supposed to. We would do well in this society to reach higher. You may recall, if you've listened to this broadcast for any length of time, that I have mentioned along the way that people have said, you know, you need to dumb it down a little bit. And to my chagrin, I feel like that has happened considerably. However, I have always maintained that we need to reach higher. I remember probably around 2006 thinking about, just sort of ruminating on Reagan's Time for Choosing speech. And just like running around, working. It was, you know, I was in the mortgage industry at the time, wholesale lender rep. And I just remember all of a sudden, these words just, they just dropped in the slot for whatever reason. And it seemed like an immediate connection back to, for me, you know, Adams and Jefferson, for example. This idea that government is beholden to the people, that it has no other source of power except to sovereign people, is still the newest and most unique idea in all the long history of man's relation to man. This is the issue, he said, of this election in that case. Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite, technocrats, you know, Plato's philosopher kings in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. All of a sudden it just clicked. And then all of a sudden other things started clicking in a new and exciting way. I think we need to reach higher. The road to excellence, if you will, is not paved in a race to the bottom. And, you know, Carl Sagan said it perhaps best in the demon-haunted world, science is a candle in the dark. And I know Pat in Texas would have my hide for mentioning this again, as I have many times, but he said it best. You know, a celebration of ignorance. That is not a good thing. The dumbing down of America is most evident by the slow decay of substantive content in the enormously influential media. 30-second sound bites, now down to 10 seconds or less. Lowest common denominator programming. Credulous science credulous presentation on pseudoscience and superstition, but especially a kind of celebration of ignorance. The plain lesson is that study and learning, not just of science, but of anything, are avoidable, even undesirable. And I agree. Celebration of ignorance is a great way to put it. You know, like it's fun to be stupid. And the irony is, I'll get back to the war and the spiritual nature of it in a second. But the irony is, there is this attempt to craft a caste system. We played the clip, earlier this week, John Taylor Gatto talking about Yale probably maintaining the British class system the best of all the, you know, institutions of a similar fashion and nature. And you can go back, you know, remember the piano story in Bernays's Propaganda? It will come to him as his own idea. Metropolis, the movie, was released in 1927, and there was a corresponding architectural style and theme that swept the country. And you can still see those buildings all over the country today, even in the small towns and hamlets. Places like Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Kalispell, Montana. Why? So anyway, there's an effort to create that kind of a society, you know? A caste system. And here Carl Sagan's writing about it, you know, Celebration of Ignorance. Seems like there's a, you know, group of people who can't wait to subject themselves to this. And, you know, as I said yesterday, you know, the difficult, the uncomfortable reality is far too many cases, most things are still mostly, if not entirely, voluntary, like the Celebration of Ignorance. So maybe we should continue to reach higher. I know that we do here on this network and, you know, this broadcast, so we should reach higher. Anyway, back to the spiritual aspect of the battle, supreme, paramount. You know, you can, I mentioned Alice Bailey and her bibliography on Wikipedia. I would also obviously include the work of the hierarchy. It's spelled out right there. Who are the ascended masters and all of that crazy nonsense? The spiritual hierarchy, what is that? And why is the Gates Foundation and Soros and Rockefeller, why are all these guys contributing to this organization? Why don't we hear about that? You know, next week, the World Economic Forum meets. Yay, it's probably as cold there as it is in Montana. Anyway. The world has its eyes trained on, you know, next week. That should be fun, the 15th to the 19th officially. Why are we not concerned about this other thing, work of the hierarchy? Because all of the mega, you know, deep pockets are making sure this organization continues in perpetuity, apparently. Why are we not concerned with that? Oh, because it's not on CNN. If it was important, it'd be on CNN. Okay. So there's the work of the hierarchy. Alice Bailey's bibliography on Wikipedia, works containing the prefatory extract from a statement by the Tibetan, generally taken to indicate the book was a received, air quotes, received work. What does that mean? Trance-like, catatonic state, eyes rolled back in the head, scribbling furiously. It's not plagiarism, it's channeling. That's what it is. So I mentioned the list of New Thought writers, which includes Esther and Jerry Hicks and Abraham Hicks. What is Abraham? Who is Abraham Hicks? Well, it's not really a who, it's a what. From Esther Hicks' Wikipedia page, Esther Weaver was born in Colville, Utah, March 5, 1948. At age 20, she met her first husband, and from that marriage were born two daughters. 1976, she met Jerry Hicks, then a successful Amway distributor. Some might say that explains a lot. And they married 4 years later. Jerry Hicks died November 18, 2011 from cancer. He was 85. And from the section titled Outline of Abraham Hicks Teachings, this is what it says. I think we have time. Yeah, we got time. According to Esther and Jerry Hicks, Abraham, quote unquote, consists of a group of entities. You can't make this stuff up. Consists of a group of entities that are interpreted, air quotes, by Esther Hicks. Abraham has described themselves as, no wonder people, you know, you start doing this stuff, no wonder you have gender confusion and things like that. Abraham has described themselves as, quote, a group consciousness from the non-physical dimension, end quote. They have also said, quote, we are that which you are. You are the leading edge of that which we are. We are that which is the heart of all religions, end quote. Abraham has said through Esther that whenever one feels moments of great love, exhilaration, or pure joy, that is the energy source, and that is who Abraham is. I don't know about you, but words like creepy don't even begin to express. You know, and people say, well, what's wrong with love and what's wrong with nothing necessarily, but, you know, reminds us of there's a character and his minions who masquerade as angels of light. So, you know, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email tom@republicbroadcasting.org. tom@republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior radio broadcast. And this is interesting. Larry sends me a significant collection or archive of Michael Rupert's from the Wilderness Mirror site. CopVCIA.com. I don't think I knew this existed, but you have to go to the homepages, copvcia.com/index.html. Because if you don't have that, then you go to a page that is the perfect resource for law school students. So that's not the Michael Rupert stuff. But if you go to the index.html page, then you'll see the mirror and then, you know, other stuff there. Anyway, that's interesting. I don't think I was aware of that. So thank you, sir. Much appreciated. Anyway, the battle is first and foremost spiritual, and the evidence is all over the place, including the resources that I mentioned. Lucius Trust, formerly Lucifer Publishing Company, that the Gates Foundation, Rockefeller, Soros, all these deep pockets support and are, you know, glowingly endorsed by what is now referred to as Lucius Trust, which is obviously very, very esoteric. Read their stuff. Well, don't read it, actually. And, you know, it's a short trip from there to the list of the New Thought writers, including Esther Hicks and Abraham Hicks, you know, creepy group of consciousness, non-physical dimension stuff, to the new Apostolic Reformation, so-called, and the Name It, Claim It folks, you know, Word of Faith, Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin, Benny Hinn, all these guys. Same thing. It's the same law of attraction, secret stuff. It's a short trip. And so, you know, I mean, everywhere you look, you see this stuff. Michael Flynn giving a Elizabeth Clare Prophet speech as a prayer in a church. If it's not a spiritual battle, why are these things happening? We played a clip from Tex Mars talking about Kabbalah yesterday. Maybe we'll play a little bit more of that, you know, because you dig in a little deeper. And like he says, you know, it's all roads lead back to Kabbalah, which is synonymous, I would say, with the ancient Babylonian mystery religions. But, you know, like he says in that video, we should just play a clip of that. It's all, you know, Kabbalah is just a big sex cult, and so are all of the other false religions. You dig into it, and, you know, that includes Mormonism and, you know, you name it. They all fall into that basket. I mean, you know, Catholicism, why do we keep hearing about these things in these places where there's all of this high-profile deviance? Well, stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.